I'm not making this podcast just for others, but also for myself. Because the next time I go weak, I need these reminders to tell myself that this is what it's supposed to be like. Because I don't stay strong 24/7 and 365 days a year, right? None of us can maintain that sort of mental strength all the time. And these episodes aren't from a book. They were from real, personal, painful experiences. And it was after struggling for a long time that I realized that I cannot always change or influence what happens outside me, but I can surely try controlling what happens inside me. And I read this fabulous quote somewhere and it went something like, give me the tolerance to withstand what I cannot change, give me the strength to morph what I can change, and give me wisdom to understand what is what. And we've been through a long journey of 28 episodes, with this being the second last for season one. And I think now is the time to bring out the big guns. And this realization has genuinely helped me to get a lot of clarity, which eventually helped me reduce my own frustration and anxiety. So without wasting any further time, let's get right into it. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to episode 29 of Take It Easy. Exactly is the realization. It's pretty simple and I hope that I'm able to convey the message properly. And I've been trying to learn this and incorporate this in my life for the past 4 to 5 months, and it is learning how to play the cards you've been dealt with, you know. And like, you'll be like, wait, what cards? Yeah, because life is almost like poker. It's like a game of flash and we are all born with our own cards. And I genuinely disagree to the fact that we are all born equal. We might have equal physical capabilities and potential, but there are so many things that change from person to person. Your financial environment, your parents' exposure, your neighborhood, your schooling. There is a lot of stuff that is given to you without choice. And it influences a very huge chunk of your future life. Now, the most common mistake that I kept repeating before was not recognizing my own cards. If you're born in a difficult situation, then rather than blaming the universe or your parents, it is wiser to clearly see the situation that you're in and figure out how to make the best of it. And if you do not have stable income in your house, then, you know, rather than screaming at everyone and being all angry and pissed, buckle up and figure out what you can do to make the most of what you have. In a game of flash, you cannot really change your cards, right? I mean, these days I'm seeing this new cheap concept called buying that allows you to buy new cards, which kills the whole concept of the game. But to be honest, I like that too, because I see a lot of people actually using money to change their cards in real life as well. And it works, and we cannot change this fact. But sometimes, inversely, our cards are much more better than we think. For example, one of my friends had amazing skills at solving quantitative problems, right? He could think very logically. He had an amazing personality, extremely humble, willing to learn, but he did not know how to code. He had very less technical knowledge. Therefore, he thought that he would never ever get an internship as a student. So his cards that were having an amazing personality, having the will to learn, were actually pretty good. But because he did not have the guidance, because he wasn't aware, he couldn't recognize them properly. And he was not playing the game with full energy. And I kept motivating him, and he was also putting a lot of work, and eventually he got an internship offer, which was an amazing offer. A lot of students were rejected and he was the one who made it to the final round. And he got the offer because the recruiter wasn't looking for a guy who had a lot of code or technical knowledge. He was looking for a guy just like my friend. And that is when my friend realized how good his cards actually were. Earlier, I was absolutely getting lost in my own negative thoughts, forgetting how much I need to be grateful for. It's almost like a pattern. I don't know how it works for other people, but I need to be very self-aware of the fact that whatever that I'm thinking, is it in a positive note or in a negative note? And we often overlook the blessings we have and start fearing things in our own petty little ways. So I constantly need to remind myself that I should not fear fictional outcomes and waste good fortunate things that I have for real. See, everyone's had it worse, but we still feel equal pain. Pain is a natural emotion. Some feel it when they lose someone they love. Some face it when they lose their iPhone. The reasons are relative, but the trigger, the sensation is just as strong as anything. And that is why I do not laugh at other people's problems anymore, saying that, oh, dude, that is such a first world problem. I've had it so much worse in my own childhood. No, like, no. Pain is felt equally by everyone. So, you know, don't do this or stop comparing problems or making fun of other people's misery. I used to do this as a kid, but now that I have realized how actually pain works, I have stopped doing it. But coming back to the topic, everything that you complain about today, your college or your parents or your exams, can actually be opportunities to have the best memories and relationships of your life. They can actually be training for the person you wish to become, and they won't last forever. This is something we should keep in mind, because, you know, a lot of people reply to my stories. I'm a very, very active person on Instagram stories. I record almost every important memory that I have, and people feel that it is for showing off. In reality, it's not for showing off. It's me valuing those moments and keeping them on cloud, you know, because once they're there on Instagram, it's most probably they're going to last for a very long time because no one is shutting down the app. So you need to be aware of the fact that everything we have won't last forever. And this shouldn't make you sad, because this is the nature of the universe. Rather, it should help us love the present and things that are available to us today. I've been ridiculed for a very long time for being too soft. I am relatively softer than my parents and friends, and that is something that I'm working on. I'm becoming better, but it is very tough for me personally. And I got some very weird fears and incorrect beliefs and superstitions that were given to me from my parents and internet and movies. Subconsciously, they never told me forcefully to follow all of it, but I took it from them. So again, it is on me. I took full responsibility for my own fears and incorrect beliefs. And I see people saying that, oh, Ansh, you should be fearless, dude. Stop, you know, being such a scared off guy. And the funny thing is that these people themselves are stuck in their own minds, in their own personal ways. They proclaim that they were fearless and, you know, I shouldn't be this scared or soft. But in reality, they are pretty much fearful. They might be fearless in one domain, but they are very, very anxious in other domains, where I am completely fearless, right? So it depends on person to person. And what I've come to notice is that there are two kinds of fearlessness. Fearlessness, that is an outcome of awareness, and fearlessness as an outcome of ignorance. If you're driving uphill on a bike without any helmet on, that is fearlessness out of ignorance. This is ignorance of the fact that you do not know what all can go wrong, because you do not know. You're actually not aware of all the things that can go wrong. So you're fearless because you don't know what are the risks and dangers involved. Now, if I pull this biker to the side and give him some information, maybe show him some videos of bikers falling down, he will start feeling fear. He has some awareness and now he is no longer fearless. This is the problem with most of us. We know some information, but that information alone contributes to our anxiety and fear. Now, what if I pull this guy closer and give him a helmet and pads and teach him all the correct tactics and speed limits he needs to drive uphill that would eventually remove all risk and dangers of falling? Now he is fully aware and he is prepared. And since he knows how to drive properly, he becomes fearless again. This fearlessness is an outcome of real, proper, accurate awareness. And this is what I strive for these days. I do not get influenced by my friends or family members or any relative who say that, oh, we are fearless because, you know, hey, you don't have enough courage, but we are fearless. No, I don't want to be fearless just for the sake of it. I want to be fearless so that it is scalable. You know, as a student of product design, I feel that scalability is a massive, massive characteristic that we should have in almost everything in our lives. So when I feel fear, I ask myself, do I know all the facts? Concrete facts. Am I relying on real concrete facts, or am I allowing my emotions to play with my reality? Earlier, I used to justify my fears saying, hey, you don't know what bad can happen. Okay, I've seen such stuff. You know, I'm intelligent that I know all these negative things exist. You have not seen life. I have seen a lot of life and I know what can go wrong, you know, feeling very smart about me, pointing out all the things that can go wrong. It was me confusing fear with wisdom. This is not wisdom of you being able to point out all the negative things that can happen. This is not wisdom. This is actual fear. And, you know, there's this movie by Will Smith where he says that danger and risk are very real, but fear is a choice. And that is a very, very important thing, you know. And most of you are in college and our society forces us to pretend as if everything is going amazing. You know, when you scroll through social media and you see everyone doing so well and wearing such fancy clothes and hanging around with pretty people, you know, you ask yourself, dude, am I the only one who is stuck in this situation of mine, you know, overthinking and feeling bad? No, you're not. Because now that I am becoming more aware, I realize that a lot of people are actually faking it. They are blatantly faking it. You know, most of my friends who are partying and, you know, hanging around and drinking and getting into casual physical relationships, I don't think that's a healthy way to live life. But then everyone has their own freedom to make their own personal choices. So I can't really say, you know, what is actually going with them and what is right or what is wrong. Because again, what is right and what is wrong? We've talked about this before, you know, it's all your perception. It's just the tag that you've put in your own minds. Nature doesn't tell you what is right or what is wrong. It is our own mental experience and exposure that helps us decide what is right or what is wrong. But yeah, I'm actually pretty curious about, you know, how are these students and friends of mine, you know, going to scale this ahead? Because apparently when I see myself, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I am pretty much, you know, on a straight line. I am not in a relationship as well. I do not involve myself into physical relationships. And even then I feel that there's a long way to go, right? Because there are so many people doing such amazing things. And then I see some people who are just, you know, living off the limit. I mean, it looks very exciting and it looks very fancy and it looks very tempting, but I still don't know how is this going to last forever. How is this healthy for your mind and for your body and for your own personal finances? But again, I know we would see the result in the next 10 to 15 years. I can't really say because I am also a kid. Even I haven't figured out life properly. It is just me observing what's happening around me. But yeah, I do feel that it's actually very exciting to see how all of this is going to turn out. So we are running out of time. But just want to say that, you know, you should look around you. And if you look at all these popular songs that we have trending around or movies, you'll realize that most of them are about negative emotions and heartbreak. Even biggest of artists and actors and producers and creators do feel anxiety and loneliness and heartbreaks. And 80 to 90% of the songs that hit the top charts are either about pain or chasing money or chasing girls. And chasing money and chasing girls are completely superficial. And the part about them feeling pain, it reminds me that I am not the only one who is struggling with their own minds and fears and beliefs. So just be happy with who you are. Learn to play the cards you've been dealt with. Make the best of what you have. You need to be very aware of this. You need to recognize how good you are. We have spent a lot of time understanding what is bad in our lives, what are our flaws. Oh, you know, my friend did this to me, my parents are doing this to me, my this and that, blah blah. No, dude, these are the cards you've been dealt with. You can either cry about it or own it. And you know, that is what I have been trying to do as well. I'm trying to own it, and it has genuinely cleared a lot of things for me. So I hope I have not offended someone, or I have offended any person or idea. If you still think that I've said something offensive, you can always message me on Instagram on @AnshMehra. And yes, I have done a complete new rebrand. I have completely changed the album artwork. And I have changed the music as well. So the music is by two artists, Dropped Out and Manon, under All Star Sauce Music Label. They are my personal friends. And we have collaborated together to continue this show. And they are the ones behind this music. The music name would be revealed later on, because I don't want to reveal it. I actually want this to go on with a sense of curiosity. But yes, I am very happy with the rebranding. I hope it looks more easy, because earlier it was very harsh. And of course, we are coming towards the end of season one. There's only one episode left, episode 30. And after that, I would be starting season two, you know, in a shorter span of time. And season two is going to be very interesting. You won't even believe, I already have the first 4 or 5 episodes script ready. And season one was about, you know, self-awareness and, you know, having a strong sense of ownership and being comfortable with your own thoughts. And season two is going to be a little more real, practical, maybe, or maybe practical is not the word. And I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff. So, you know, coming to a new city, finding a house, handling your budget, handling your money, the expenses, the stipend, the kharcha, the friends' behavior, how people change once college is over, you know, being single. I've been single for a very long time. And how I'm actually on terms of being single. I'm actually very happy about it. Again, you know, I've realized to deal the cards properly. So rather than crying about, oh my God, why am I not dating someone? You know, I'm actually pretty happy that I have time for myself and work on myself. So yeah, I'll be talking about that as well. So very exciting stuff coming up. But yes, I genuinely need support from all of you, because I have re-uploaded a lot of stuff. So it would be great if you guys could share it on your story. It helps me a lot to reach more people and reach more students, because I'm planning to scale this show ahead. I am seeing that, you know, people are getting help from this, and even I enjoy doing it, you know, because I enjoy variety in my life and I enjoy running this show. So I feel very happy when I see that I'm reaching more people. It's not even about popularity. It's just that sense of satisfaction that I am being able to reach more people. So it would be great if you could share this episode or the show on your story and just tag me with your review, so that I can reshare it and repost, because I'm making a compilation of all the reviews. So that would be great. So yes, I'll be back very soon. And this was Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to episode 29 of Take It Easy.